From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Supreme Court took up a case testing whether the widely used schoolroom practice of letting students grade each other's papers is illegal. Federal law guarantees the privacy of school records. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the case is from Owosso, Oklahoma, but school officials all over the country are watching closely.
Teachers in Owosso routinely tell their students to swap their homework or quiz papers, grade them, and then call out the grades for the teacher to record. The theory is that this saves a busy teacher much time. But Christia Falvo, a mother of four, objected. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, she explained that her learning disabled son had been called dummy and other names when his grades were revealed.
The one who struggled, again, had terrible self-esteem issues to the point where it would actually cause problems or anxiety taking exams. And I felt that that wasn't, in other words, the test wouldn't reflect how well he knew the information because of all the anxiety. I felt that that was actually hindering his learning.
When the school refused to make changes in its student grading policy, Mrs. Falvo sued under a 1974 law that requires schools receiving federal funds to keep educational records confidential. Specifically, the law forbids disclosure without parental consent. Falvo won her case in the lower court, and the school board, backed by the Bush administration and teachers' unions, appealed to the Supreme Court. Jerry Richardson represents the school board.
Teachers should be able to teach. Teachers should be able to run their classroom the way they feel necessary, and Congress never intended federal courts to get in the business of second-guessing teachers.
Inside the courtroom, Richardson was first up and argued that an educational record is a permanent institutional record, such as a transcript, not a teacher's gradebook or other classroom records. The statute, however, refers to all educational records that are maintained. Justice Scalia, what's your definition of maintained? A week? A month? Make us an offer. Answer, the kinds of records maintained in the principal's office, not in a teacher's desk. Supporting Richardson was Deputy Solicitor General Edwin Needler, who contended that Congress's real concern was not classroom grades, but transcripts, which can follow a person through life. Justice Breyer, what about publishing the honor roll? Answer, the law has an exception allowing disclosure of awards and honors. Justice Scalia, why doesn't it cover a teacher's grade book? Answer, because a grade book is just used to track a student's performance. It's the final grade in the transcript that counts. But Will Wright, representing Mrs. Falvo, countered that that would mean a school would have an unfettered right to publish exam scores. He said having students grade each other's papers is no different than a doctor sitting down five of his patients and getting them to call out their test results. Justice Souter, when a student speaks, nothing's been written yet. Answer, the teacher writes down the grade. She's gathering the information. Justice Scalia, you're saying the information even before it's written down is a record? I don't see what record has been disclosed. Justice Breyer, what about my third grade teacher, Miss Rosamond? I recall her with fondness, said the justice, with a trace of sarcasm. She thought I talked too much, and every once in a while she would announce, Stephen, you're going to get a bad mark on your report card in self-discipline. Do we really think, asked Breyer, that Congress intended to interfere with the way a teacher runs her class? Answer, Senator Buckley, in introducing this bill, said he was not concerned about the workload or convenience of teachers. He wanted parents to consent before information maintained by school officials was released. Justice Stevens, it isn't as though kids don't know about each other's general performance, who's smart and who's not. Justice Breyer, I'm way out of date, probably, but when I was in school, grades were thought of as incentives to do better. They weren't private. And that's different than a record somewhere in the clerk's office. Justice Ginsburg, you're asking that an individual parent be given a veto over how a classroom operates. Answer, no. It's a veto only of information released about the parent's child. Justice Scalia, you seem to think this was particularly mean because your client was a special ed student, but I note he was receiving just 45 minutes a week of speech therapy. What was wrong with him anyway? What did he have? A stutter? The courtroom was suddenly very quiet. No, he was slow in comprehension. Justice Scalia, well, I suggest we not paint your client as more sympathetic than he is. When Lawyer Wright repeatedly insisted that he was not challenging the practice of student grading, the justices asked, how could it be done without violating student privacy? Answer, it could be done anonymously by assigned number, or a student could be allowed to grade his own paper. Chief Justice Rehnquist, with a wry smile, that might present other problems. Answer. Students can cheat for a friend just as much as they can cheat for themselves. Justice Scalia. Well, you need two cheaters for that, whereas if you grade your own paper, you only need one cheater. It was a lively argument, and when it was over, it did not look as though there was a single vote for student privacy in the classroom. We'll know for sure when the court renders a decision. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.